This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience. Stereophonic sound. So our journey takes us into the field of music, and all the color of the full symphony orchestra in España. From the concert hall, now into the song and dance business. Well, dance, actually. And you're there, in the theater. Come along with me, through the side door here. That's right. Now, mind the step. Second row, miss, I think. Excuse me. Thank you. Oh, so sorry, your feet. I do beg your pardon. Ah, well, there we are. Can you see all right? So much for the dancing girls. Stereophonic sound for dance music. Edmundo Ross and his orchestra. Rhythm group in the middle, brass on the left, saxes on the right. Brass on the left, saxes on the right. Did you get the interplay between them? Not unlike a sort of game. A game of tennis, table tennis, ping pong. Or should I say, ping Pong. Ping. Pong. Stereophonic sound for realism. Our journey takes us to Switzerland, to Geneva and the Victoria Hall, where Ernest Ansommet, the distinguished conductor, is rehearsing his orchestra, the orchestra of the Suisse Romande.
Un, deux, trois.
There it is, that's the warning bell. Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, and this was the final take. Stereophonic sound for grand opera. Now, at last, here is all the sense of space and movement which is so much a part of the thrill of opera. Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries springs into frightening reality as the daughters of Wotan, the god, ride through the tempest in all its fury. Nowadays, of course, men create their own furies in a Grand Prix motor race. That last one didn't sound too furious. Stereophonic sound for the romantic mood. The cascading strings. Mantovani. Yes, of course. Stereophonic sound for the ceremonial occasion. We go now to London. Part of the pageantry of London life is the ceremony of the keys, the formal locking up of the tower, ancient citadel of the great city. For more than 700 years, every night at 10 o'clock, come rain or shine, come peace or war, this ceremony takes place. The guard is changed.
Ask off the cage! Fight, we all! Ask off the cage! Out! Ask off the cage!
The new guard takes over, bearing the keys, the reigning sovereign's keys. You'll hear the old guard challenge.
Halt!
Ask off to the keys! Halt!
Who comes there?
The keys!
Whose keys?
Queen Elizabeth's keys!
Pass Queen Elizabeth's keys, and all's well!
Ask off to the keys! By the sender! Quick, march!
Then follows the last post. As in the distance, the famous clocks of London chime the hour. On this side, we have some widely contrasting examples taken from recent recordings to give you some idea of the wealth of recorded music now available on the wider tapestry of stereophonic sound. The excitement and brilliant color of modern orchestral writing spring into startling reality in Rimsky-Korsakov's Capriccio Espagnol. And now, the incomparable voice of Kirsten Flaxstart. That was a concert performance by Kirsten Flagstad. She was singing O Divine Redeemer by Gounod, and she was accompanied by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Sir Adrian Bolt. In complete contrast, a pop song and a pop singer, Dave King. In its different way, this has its own magic, the magic of an accompaniment tailor-made in the fashion of today. For this occasion, this singer and this song.
Now there's 99 kinds of candy bars. Heaven knows there must be a billion stars. Lots of candy bars bow a billion stars, but there's only one of you. There's an ample number of apple trees, 7 million fish in the seven seas. Lots of apple trees, more than seven seas, but there's only one of you. So tell me that you'll always care, and tell me your love is mine alone to share. If you leave me, I'll be a lonely one. Don't you know you're my one and only one, and there's only one of you. There's a wide selection zillion of magazines and a zillion Brazilian coffee beans. Lots of magazines, loads of coffee beans, but there's only one of you.
Still in the fashion of today, but quietly now, more intimate and personal. Let me stand aside while you listen to Vera Lynn.
Another time,
I don't know where,
another place,
I don't know where,
we'll be together again,
together again.
This kiss, this same embrace, will be more wonderful then.
Kiss me again.
Though goodbye is a sad time, be glad we had time to fall in love.
Fell in love.
I leave my
love with you.
That only you can provide.
Oh, how I love you.
But then,
darling, then
I'll just pretend you're still right here at my side. Now give me once more that kiss I adore, then I'll let you go. But we'll meet another time,
another time,
another place,
another place.
I know,
don't know where, don't know when.
One of the greatest dance band sounds of our time is that of Ted Heath and his music. The brass here, four trumpets, four trombones. The saxes here, five of them. And here, dead center, the rhythm section, sparked off by drummer Ronnie Verrill. Stereophonic sound for music that is classical. Wilhelm Backhaus with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra plays Mozart, part of the last movement of Mozart's last piano concerto. The clear, clean, crisp writing, the meticulous playing are served well by this new dimension.
Thank you.
more piano music, but a piano of a different kind. The famous other piano of Winifred Atwell takes on a new sparkle in The Portrait Painter of Paris. This, then, is stereophonic sound, sound sculptured in space. Our journey comes to an end with music of drama, brilliant, arresting, extravagant. Ladies and gentlemen, the closing moments of Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique. Thank you.